Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're heard right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me today. Before I get started, I want to give a shout out to one of our newest subscribers to our YouTube channel, Richard Hines. Thank you so much for subscribing to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network YouTube channel. Richard Hines, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Very grateful. Richard Hines, thank you very much. Okay, Seaway Valley Wrestling. As I mentioned and reported on a past podcast, maybe two or three podcasts ago, they had signed one of the top indie stars in professional wrestling right now, Nick the Natural Sullivan, Seaway Valley Wrestling, signing him to a contract, which was huge for Seaway Valley Wrestling, huge for Nick the Natural Sullivan. The only thing is he didn't have an opponent for their Unlocked show, which is August 28th. And they were looking for an opponent, kind of an open challenge was laid out there by Nick Sullivan and Ryan Rogan. Ryan Rogan, indie star up here in Canada, has answered that challenge. So on August 28th, Seaway Valley Wrestling and Cornwall Minor League Baseball present Unlocked. We're going to get Nick the Natural Sullivan in his debut match for Seaway Valley Wrestling against Ryan Rogan. So Ryan Rogan's going to welcome Nick the Natural Sullivan to Seaway Valley Wrestling, and I gotta say, I would not want to be in Ryan Rogan's boots right now, because Nick the Natural Sullivan is a monster. He's a suplex machine, and again, I wouldn't want to be in Ryan Rogan's boots. I'm a little worried for Ryan Rogan, but you gotta give it to him. You gotta give it to Ryan Rogan. He stepped up. The challenge was laid out there. They were looking for a first opponent for Nick the Natural Sullivan, and Ryan Rogan stepped up and accepted the challenge. And good luck, Ryan Rogan. That's what I gotta say. Good luck, Ryan Rogan. But I gotta give it to you, man. You stepped up, accepted the challenge, as I said. And I'm looking at the graphic here, and I gotta say, Nick the Natural Sullivan doesn't look happy. He looks like he wants to kill somebody, to be honest. And okay, well, let's just leave it at that. Ryan Rogan, good luck. We're gonna leave it at that. Good luck, Ryan Rogan, against Nick the Natural Sullivan. Other matches that have been announced for this show, some more new matches. Ryan Donovan one-on-one with Dino Benjamin, and Commissioner Al. Commissioner Al has added a stipulation to the main event. The main event, Mike Marston versus Channing Decker, which is going to be a tremendous match. But now it's an anything goes match. So Commissioner Al has made it an anything goes match. This is going to be a great show. This is going to be a great show. Also on this card, we have Eve against 101 against Sally. Aiden Prince 101 against Cecil Nix. We have a tag team bout. Fear the Beard against Dark Horse, Dexter Doom, Pat and Pat Classic. Also, and we have another tag team bout, Freak Nation going up against Total Devastation, which should be a really good match. And the match that I think is going to steal the show, El Reverso 101 with Junior Benito. So that's going to be a terrific one. The Hot Stepper McCray Martin against Brad Alexis as well. Seaway Valley Wrestling, Cornwall Minor League Baseball present Unlocked on August 28th. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous show. And once again, good luck, Ryan Rogan. Good luck, Ryan Rogan. Okay, let's move on. MLW, as we know, Dave Prazak of Shimmer is spearheading their women's division, women's roster. And there's a talent up here that I think would be absolutely perfect in MLW's women roster. And I'm pretty sure I said it on a past podcast, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more detail. Her name is Alexia Nicole, the Bubblegum Princess Alexia Nicole. Now, she's recently had an operation and she's recovering, and she'll be 100% soon. Before we know it, she'll be 100%. But I think Court Bauer, with his vision of looking for and finding stars that aren't signed, unsigned, undiscovered talent, and bringing them to MLW, I think Alexia Nicole would fit his vision perfectly. Alexia Nicole, tremendous, tremendous talent up here in Canada. She was on Impact Wrestling, made a number of appearances for Impact Wrestling, great appearances for Impact Wrestling. especially when they were in Windsor in the Toronto area. Alexia Nicole, like I said, numerous appearances for Impact Wrestling. I was a little disappointed that they didn't sign her. I thought they looking to get maybe some fresh faces into the Knockouts division. They would have signed Alexia Nicole, but they didn't. But Court Bauer, Dave Prazak, this is an opportunity. This is a golden opportunity to get one of the best young talents in professional wrestling today, and Alexia Nicole. Again, she's not 100%. She'll get there before we know it, but Court Bauer should definitely pick up the phone. Should definitely pick up the phone and give Alexia Nicole a phone call and bring her to the women's division of MLW. I know they wanted to, like I said, Dave Prazak of Shimmer, I think he's bringing some Shimmer talent in as well. But they should be looking outside of Shimmer. In addition to Shimmer, they should be looking outside of Shimmer as well. And Alexia Nicole would be perfect in the MLW women's division. Perfect. I don't know if there's going to be a women's title. They haven't spoken about that yet. I'm sure eventually they will. There will be a MLW women's champion. Alexia Nicole would be the perfect MLW women's champion. She's currently the crossbody professional wrestling women's champion up here in Canada, and she's been defending that title successfully for quite some time. And I think she would be the perfect person to be the first MLW women's champion, in my opinion. And again, if Court Bauer likes to bring in young, undiscovered, great talent, well, you can't really say that she's undiscovered because she was on Impact Wrestling for a number of times. So you can't really say that she's undiscovered, but let's say good young talent and bringing them into MLW and signing them to 3-year contracts. Alexia Nicole would be absolutely perfect, in my opinion. Absolutely perfect. Even Alicia Toot, I believe, interviewed Alexia Nicole a number of times. Maybe once, at least once, she's interviewed Alexia Nicole on her interview show. So maybe Alicia Toots could get in Court Bauer's ear and say, "Hey, we got Alexia Nicole. You know, she's a free agent. Let's bring her in. Let's bring her and see what she can do." But I'm sure Court Bauer. I hope Court Bauer is looking at Canada because Canada, the borders are opening up and everything. So hopefully he's looking up to Canada, because right now all they have is Alicia Toot is the only Canadian, and there's a lot of Canadian talent up here. But one talent in particular, in my opinion, they should be looking at, without a doubt, is Alexia Nicole. They'd be very smart to bring Alexia Nicole in to the MLW women's division, in my opinion, because once again, she's a great young talent. And the first time I saw her was against Jordynne Grace a number of years ago for Smash Wrestling up here in Canada. And it was a great match. And I saw right away, in addition to seeing that Jordynne Grace was a special talent, I also saw that Alexia Nicole was also a very, very special talent. And it was a great match between the two. And I was like, wow, these two are going to be stars. And now Jordynne Grace, of course, with Impact Wrestling. And Alexia Nicole, she's going to be with a major promotion very, very soon. And that's why, in my opinion, Court Bauer should get on the phone and definitely give Alexia Nicole a phone call. Okay, so we're going to leave it at that. Ariz has signed a multi-year deal with MLW. We're going to be talking about MLW for a little bit. So Ariz signed a multi-year deal with MLW. He debuted at Battle Riot, but he's now officially with MLW for a number of years. It says multi-year. Usually they're 3-year deals, if I'm not mistaken, that Court Bauer gives out. But it just says multi-year, but it could be 2 years, could be three. But Aries, great, great talent, great, great signing by Court Bauer. Again, see, this is Court Bauer looking for talent that nobody else has. Great, great talent. Young talent that he could bring in for a number of years. And they could really make MLW a great point. MLW is really becoming one of the must-watch promotion. It's becoming a must-watch promotion, in my opinion. They have lots of great talent. Court Bauer just brought in a whole bunch of great talent. And Aries is signed that multi-year deal. He debuted at Battle Riot 3. Apparently he did have a match. I don't know the results of that match, but I heard it was absolutely the best match of the night. It was at the 2300 Arena at Battle Riot 3. I heard they had an absolutely tremendous, tremendous match. Aramis also, I believe, has signed with MLW, but it was made official today that Aries has signed the multi-year deal with MLW. So MLW just keeps getting better and better and better and better and better. Court Bauer knows what the F he's doing. He's got a vision. He's sticking to it. I remember when they were talking about in the news that the WWE was talking to MLW about a partnership. And you would think, I'm sure the WWE thought, oh, MLW, they're gonna jump at it because we're the WWE. But Court Bauer stuck to his guns. Court Bauer said, if it's going to be a partnership, it needs to benefit both promotions. In other words, I don't care if you're the WWE you're the WWE and I'm MLW. That doesn't matter. I want to get the, if you're all the way up here and I'm all the way down here, you can't really see my hands, but he stuck to his guns. He said, if it's going to be a partnership, it's going to benefit both promotions, because the WWE probably thought, oh, it's MLW. What we'll do, we'll send some NXT talent there that we're not really using, and they'll get in-ring experience at MLW, and MLW will showcase our stars on MLW. But Court Bauer's not going to do that. He didn't want to do that. And of course, as we know, the partnership just it fizzled out. There was no partnership. And I commend Court Bauer for sticking to his guns on that. And now they just get better and better and better. So much talent. So much talent. When you think of MLW, you think of Jacob Fatu, you think of Richard Holiday, you think of Allison Amerson, you think of the Von Erichs, you think of Tom Lawler. So much talent. You think of Myron Reed. So much talent. So much talent in MLW, and it's going to be such a great season of MLW Fusion. And of course, Aries is going to be competing. Won't be on MLW Fusion. He's going to be on the new Azteca Underground show. So I'm not sure if that's the first side. That must be the first roster member. I don't know if others have been announced, but Aries will be wrestling for Azteca Underground. So that's another show looking forward to. MLW is going to have two shows now, Fusion and Azteca Underground. Man, MLW is really getting it done, man. MLW is really just getting it done. Speaking of MLW, as we're talking about it in detail. I know there's been a number of, there's been a number of NXT releases last week. And there's one guy that I think would be absolutely tremendous in the MLW middleweight division. I'm talking about Leon Ruff. Leon Ruff would be just fantastic in the MLW middleweight division. Just think of Myron Reed defending that MLW middleweight title against Leon Ruff. Just think of Leon Ruff 1-on-1 against Aramis. Just Leon Ruff 1-on-1 against Aries. Leon Ruff 1-on-1 against anybody in the MLW middleweight division. It would Lee Moriarty against Leon Ruff would be just fantastic. I think he would be great. I think he would be great in MLW. And I know there's a lot of big names out there that are free agents. MLW, they're not going to sign Braun Strowman. They're not going to sign Bray Wyatt. They're not going to sign I can't think of other top stars that might be out there, but Leon Ruff they can get, and Leon Ruff is a very, very talented individual, very talented wrestler, former NXT North American champion, had a great match against Johnny Gargano, Isaiah Swerve had a great match against, and he's available. He's only 24 years old. And I think it would be just perfect in the MLW middleweight division. And I would love to see that. So I would love to see Lexi Nicole. I would love to see Leon Ruff in MLW. If you're not on the MLW bandwagon right now, jump on it. Jump on it. MLW Fusion. This season is going to be absolutely tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. I cannot wait for this season of MLW. Okay. Impact Wrestling, they are showcasing some fresh faces, finally, some fresh faces Impact Wrestling. Let me pull it up. It's going to be on BTI this week. It's going to be Sam Adonis 101 against Joe Asa. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Joe Asa. I apologize if I got it wrong. But I'm not really familiar with him. I'm familiar with Sam Adonis. Not really familiar with Joe Asa. Again, if I pronounce it wrong, I apologize. It's good to see new, fresh faces being showcased on Impact Wrestling. I've seen Sam Adonis, All Japan Pro Wrestling. He's actually the brother of Corey Graves, by the way. But I watched him numerous times on All Japan Pro Wrestling. He was great in All Japan Pro Wrestling. And it's very, very, very refreshing to see a match on BTI with two fresh faces that we haven't seen, Sam Adonis and Joe Asa. Again, if I pronounce it wrong, I apologize. This is what Impact Wrestling has to do. We need to see some fresh faces, some fresh talent, and hopefully this is just the beginning. Hopefully this is just the beginning. BTI, like I said, they should have their own AEW Dark, even if it's like a half an hour on YouTube. Because I know they got their new YouTube subscription packages that you could get now. I think it's 99 cents for package A and $4.99 for the deluxe package. This is what they should do. If they're going to have YouTube subscription packages, they should have their own AEW Dark. And they should have, even if, like I said, a half hour, just showcase fresh young faces. Just showcase fresh talent. Just showcase new talent that isn't on the Impact Wrestling roster, but, you know, might be one day. I think that would be a smart move. I've talked about that many, many times in the past. I think it would be a smart move, but this is the step in the right direction, in my opinion. Instead of getting a Falaba against Johnny Swinger on BTI, we're getting two fresh faces, and I'm looking forward to this BTI match this Thursday, Sam Adonis against Joe Asa. Again, if I pronounce it wrong, I apologize. Don't hold it against me. I'm not familiar with him. I know he's been on AEW Dark, and I know he's been, I believe he had a match with Buddy Murphy from what I was reading in the WWE. I think it was 2019. So if I got it wrong, I do apologize. Again, don't hold it against me. But the bottom line is it's great to see two fresh faces debuting for Impact Wrestling. Now, they're not signed to Impact Wrestling, of course, but they're making their, technically their Impact Wrestling debut. And last but not least, Yuya Omura and Yota Tsuji, formerly Young Lions of New Japan Pro Wrestling, have been sent on excursion. And we now know that Yuya Omura will be taking his excursion in the U.S. And Yota Tsuji is going to Rev Pro in the U.K. to fulfill his excursion as well. So Yuya Omura is actually going to be on the Resurgence Show, New Japan Pro Wrestling Resurgence Show, in an 8-man tag team match. So I'm looking forward to seeing his U.S. debut. Both extremely, extremely talented wrestlers, both good young. I think Omura is 26 and Tsuji is 24. Once their excursion is over and they go back to Japan, they're going to be big stars. You know, Shota Umino, he's currently on excursion in Rev Pro as well. And I think it might be over for Shota Umino, and he might be back for New Japan Pro Wrestling soon. But Yota Tsuji, also Tomoyuki Oka, also was in Rev Pro. He's now the Great Okan in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So Rev Pro, great place to do your excursion. And Yota Tsuji is going to go there when he comes back to New Japan. Going to be a huge star. And Yuya Omura. Big fan of Yuya Omura, as I am of Yota Tsuji. But I mentioned on a past podcast that I would love to see either one or the other, if their excursions are in the U.S., to show up in Impact Wrestling for a bit and have a number of Impact Wrestling matches. Now that we know that Yuya Omura, his excursions in the U.S., I would love to see him in Impact Wrestling. I would love to see him in the X Division. I think he would be just fantastic. And this would give Impact Wrestling the opportunity to make amends for the Kazuchika Okada fiasco or debacle a number of years back, that it took them almost forever for them to finally to get back on New Japan Pro Wrestling's good side and convince them to let's get this working agreement going. But this is their opportunity to make amends. Now, would New Japan Pro Wrestling trust Impact Wrestling? I'm sure they would. But As long as they don't put, as long as they don't put a black mask on him and call him Kato as they did for Kazuchika Okada, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. That was just horrible what they did with Kazuchika Okada. But this is their chance to make amends. And I would love to see Yuya Uemura in Impact Wrestling. Will we see him? It's possible. We can see him on AEW Dark as well. I think he's going to be spending most of his time with New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong and at New Japan Pro Wrestling's LA Dojo. But again, I would love to see him, Yuya Uemura. I would love to see him in Impact Wrestling a few times. Cause again, he's just, this guy brings the fire. He's very, very talented and he's got a bright, bright future, a great future ahead of him in the world of professional wrestling. On that note, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to me today. I'm Lewis Carlin. This is Shooting Up North. And until next time, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.